Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, check 1-2, check 1-2. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called Sweet Like Peach Tree. The ingredients you need are 2 ounces of Mount Gay Silver Rum, 2 ounces of Snap Pea Juice, 1 ounce of lime juice, 5 ounces of jasmine syrup, and this is how you make it. It's really easy. You're just going to shake all of the ingredients with ice and strain into a highball glass over fresh ice. Garnish with the pea shoots and a flower. That's the Sweet Like Peach Tree. I love that song.
I don't know that I've ever heard it.
Yes, you have. Sweet, you a little hot girl. You a little sweetie. Sweet like Palin. Sweet like Pete. No guidance. Drake and Chris Brown.
Oh no, I haven't heard it.
I've never heard that song.
I've heard people talking about the song, but I haven't listened to it.
It's still new to me since I just got back and haven't.
You got very excited.
I fucking love. Everyone's like, Medina, please stop playing the song. It's old now. Please stop. Please stop.
Mm-mm. I've still been listening to The Gift. In my true crime podcast, Chris Brown's albums, because it's on his album, right?
He has about 40 songs on it.
Yes. And so to me, it's very overwhelming just to know that there's that many songs. And I like to listen to a whole album and like sit with it and let it soak in. So that's why
I didn't even hear it on the album. I just heard it on the radio. And then I was like, what is this magicalness? You know, I love me some Drake, though. Like,
yeah.
So I always got to know what he's a part of.
Mm-mm. I haven't heard it, but welcome back to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions, you guys. What have you been up to?
I went out this weekend. Uh-huh. Me and my girl, Britt. You ever got really like inebriated to the point where you wake up and you think people are mad at you that weren't even there?
No, I thought people were mad at me that were there. They were.
I mean,
or they weren't.
I just be getting lit and just be thinking everyone's mad at me. Like, I got...
Why?
I don't know. It's just like a drunk thing that I do. We met these rich-ass Indian dudes that we've been hanging out with, and they're a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. No one's fucking anybody. They just like to spend money. The dude literally was like, I'm filthy rich, and I just like to spend money. So, like, whenever we have gone out with him, he'll get, like, Brit a bottle of Dom and a bottle of Ace, me a bottle of Dom and a bottle... And it's just turning into, like, a whole lit show. It's a lot going on. I need to do a detox and clean out my liver. And
where'd y'all go?
We started off at Little Alley. Have you been there at night on a Saturday?
Not on a Saturday, on a Friday.
It was really fun. Everybody's super social.
They have a DJ. Like, they had a DJ. I was there yesterday.
They had a DJ and people were really dancing. It was a lot of fun. There was this lady that like came up to me and just took my drink out of my hand. I thought I was going to have to punch somebody in their chin, but I didn't. I was like, what are you doing, man? She literally just walked up to me. I was about to take a sip of my drink. She took it out of my hand and sat it on the bar and just looked at me like,
what the fuck?
I have never had anybody disrespect me like that in my life.
What did you do?
I went over to her and I said, is there a problem? I was confused. I was like, does she work here and they're closing? Obviously, that wasn't the case.
Obviously, that wasn't the case. And what was the case?
So the case was, she was like, well, that's my glass. I was like, I've literally had this glass the whole night. This is not your glass. What's the problem?
She was fucked up.
She wasn't fucked up.
Oh.
So I told her, I was like, are you bugging one of these rich Indian men? Because if that's the case, I totally get it. But you cannot do things like that. I said, let me tell you something. If you would have done that to the wrong person, you might have got punched in your chin. Literally. You can't just take drinks out of it. I said, this is disrespectful. You're bold as fuck. Do not do that shit again. I don't know what you got running through your mind. Just less time. It was the most. Brittany's
That's
like
a lot of words to be telling somebody who's obviously an adult. That's not a place
you
where
are
kids
a whole
hang out.
Adult. Like I was like, wow, you can't do that. You cannot. Her friend was like, I'm so sorry. She wasn't drunk. She was just upset about something. I don't know. Maybe she thought it was somebody else. It was really weird. But yeah,
my sounds weekend, like drugs.
Maybe it was drugs because she wasn't like belligerent and like drunky. She just was literally like, I'll take that. Just sat it down. I was like, bitch, don't, let's not do that because you might have the. I won't fight you, but. A friend might. Yeah. Anyways, my weekend was a lot of fun, though. I did Stone Mountain. I've been doing Stone Mountain a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep getting up there quicker and quicker.
That's good. Huh. I never go up that shit. Fuck that. It's just like, what's going to happen if I hurt myself on the way up there? Is there an emergency, like, no. airlift to take me down? You know,
there's
they have
a lift when you get
thing?
To the top. Yeah.
But I got to get up to the top.
The top.
I'm gonna be looking for a nigga, like, please help me. It's just like bad terrain. Y'all know I'm clumsy. I feel like I'm gonna trip, break a nail, be bleeding, hurt myself.
Oh my God.
Like, it's just a lot. I'd rather a treadmill, an elliptical, even the fucking Stairmaster before being out there in the terrain. But good for you.
What you been up to, girl?
Well, on Friday, I was speaking on the panel for Black Pod Collective. Shout out to the people who did come. It was a really cool event. It was at this place that I'd never been to called Peter Street Station. And they use it for different events. And I don't know if they sell those books in there. But there were a lot of books. And I was just looking at all the titles. And I was like, I need more books in my life. But that's random. But it was a really cool event for people who were interested in podcasting, whether they had one or wanted to start one. And I just, I remember this girl. I can't remember what her question was. But she was sitting in the audience. And her friend had a question. Or her friend asked the question for her because the girl who wants to start this podcast is very shy. And she, I guess, was too nervous
I think her name
to
was
ask
Regina
this question.
Or something like that.
Okay. So somebody, one of the other panelists was like, how are you going to do a podcast if you're shy, blah, blah, blah. And I just wanted to bring that up because I know, like, I get a lot of messages here. Well, from here, because you guys listen to the show and you're like, I would love to do that, but I couldn't because of XYZ. Listen. If you're doing a podcast, you're doing that. You could do it by yourself. You could do it with a friend. You could do it with other people. You're in a studio or wherever you decide to record and you're by yourself. You don't have to have those people looking at you. And I think that some people do podcasts and they never have anything live because they are shy. And there's so many like actors, radio personalities, everybody who has a big personality and who works in entertainment or media. That's not how their everyday personality is. So don't, I just wanted to say that because I don't want people to be discouraged about something that they want to do because somebody told them that they didn't have the personality type to do something. You never know. You do need to be on when you're on the mic, but some people know how to switch that on and switch that off. I'm definitely not always like I am on the show, just sometimes. And I just didn't want her to be discouraged. So I said something at the event, but I wanted to say something here because I bet a lot of people feel that way. So there was that. Then after the event, where did I go? I went to 255. I like Peter Street. The only thing about Peter Street is when you go over there, there's nowhere to park. Like, you might get there on time to meet your friends, but you're going to spend 20 or 30 minutes looking
sometimes
for parking.
Sometimes 45 minutes, and sometimes you might just go home because you didn't find a parking spot.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not even about paying for parking either because that little lot will get full very quickly. The crackheads take over all of the little side streets. They want to charge you $20, $40. And it's like, sir, this is the city of Atlanta street parking. There's not even meters over here. Are you fucking kidding me? And then they sell out their damn parking spot, so I can't even pay him. So since I found a parking spot after driving around forever with that man following me, I was like, well, we're staying in the area, but I want to go somewhere. So I ended up going to 255, had a good time, had several Hennessy margaritas. Why I chose to drink that,
I cannot remember the last time I had Hennessy.
Oh, I can. But I just had several of them. My skirt. Okay, when I woke up in the morning, I had a white skirt on at the event. And that's what I wore to the thing. My skirt was just like brown. like, not like boo-boo or nothing, but just like, I don't know if like I had been touching my face and I kept wiping my hands on my pants and then there was something that looked like sauce. I didn't even order food while I was there. I was like, what the fuck was I doing with my skirt? And why is it so dirty? I don't know, but I think I really like that skirt, but I think I'm going to have to say RIP and just get another one. It's probably like $10. I got it off Fashion Nova.
It's rough wearing white because it's going to get that little dingy brown booty stain stuff on it.
But the first time I wore it, it didn't. So I thought I was grown, but I guess I'm not. That was just a lucky day. What else happened? Okay, so my little cousin had his birthday party. I went to that and it was, it's always funny going to little kid birthday parties where the parents don't have a lot of friends who have kids who are the same age because it gets kind of grown, you know, like there was definitely stuff for the kids. They had cute little Capri Suns, but Sean, my aunt, whose son that is, she had adult Capri Suns for the grown folks. So
like in an actual packet?
Yeah. And you can get those little packets. I don't know. I'm going to ask her where she got them from, but you can reseal them yourself and you write your name on it so nobody gets their stuff mixed up. It was so cute. So we all had our Capri Suns. I spent all day getting my hair colored. So I was late to the party and I was very upset because I don't like to be late for Walker. And he was like, why are you late to my party? And I'm like, damn, can you even read a clock? I was an hour late, but like, you can't really read. So chill out. And I took him to see The Lion King on Sunday, which was his actual birthday, and I fell asleep. He fell asleep. He just wasn't feeling it. And I forget how, like, little kids really don't like stuff that's not cartoons.
Yeah.
And he didn't. There's apparently some little spinoff cartoon that he watches that's based off of that. But he thought it was some other Animal Planet shit he was watching when I took him to work.
I'm going to sleep.
He was like, I don't
want to
watch this anymore. Can we go? I want some ice cream. Poor thing, but we had a good time. And then this weekend, you guys, I will be in Houston. So I'm supposed to do a couple podcasts while I'm there. So I'm excited to connect with you guys and anybody else who's there. I'll be out. I'm just trying to meet more people and get you to tell your listeners to come to the show.
I was just going to say, y'all get them tickets. September 14th, that's Kiki's birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Don't hesitate to bring birthday presents.
Yeah, so don't forget to get the tickets for that and get the tickets for Dallas show. That's Medina's birthday weekend, September 21st. And
don't hesitate to bring birthday presents.
I don't even care about birthday presents. I want y'all to buy these motherfucking tickets, okay? But you can still bring me a gift. Or bring your fine-ass brother or something, you know? That would be nice. The tickets are available still at cocktailspod.eventbrite.com. And also, Lex and Drea from the Poor Minds podcast will be at the Houston show, and they're going to do something special in the beginning of the show, and I think it's going to be really funny.
It's
you guys will
amazing.
Like it. Yeah. Well, we will move on to weird sex.
You said a man is not a necessity, a man is a luxury, like dessert.
Yeah. A man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
So, this week's weird sex was sent in by a listener. Now, this came off of one of those things like Reddit or something. I don't fucking know how true this is, but this is a story. And I just thought whether it's true or not, this is disgusting. And y'all need to be careful. And it's a lot less morbid than the story that I was listening to on my podcast that I like. I'll tell y'all that next week. So a girl sends it to me and she says, my friend is a nurse and told me the story about one of her friends who needed to visit the emergency department for a problem she was having. My friend's friend is a large woman. She visited the emergency department. Where are they fucking from? Who calls it the emergency department, not the emergency room? Whatever, that's beside the point. Okay, she visited the emergency department because she was having uncontrolled intermittent orgasms. They were becoming so frequent that they were interfering with her day-to-day life and needed to be dealt with. Through the usual questions and various possibilities, they discovered that her boyfriend really enjoyed ranch dressing and really liked it as lube when he was going down on her. What kind of nasty shit is that? So this is why I was like, I don't know if this is real or not, but I'm gonna still read it because you sent it in, girl. So the doctor takes a look at things and discovers the cause of the intermittent uncontrollable orgasms. Maggots. She had live maggots living in her vagina and they were squirming around and even eating whatever necrotic flesh they found down there and was giving her abundant amounts of pleasure. So some little bug is down there. Like, chewing away. That's like having flesh-eating bacteria just chewing away, and the little nerves it's getting to feels good to you, and you're just having a great day. That sounds so nasty. And that's that on that. I'm about to get back to my chicken nuggets. Also, this week we have a game.
Well, I wonder what they did to treat that.
What do they do?
I mean, that just has to cause, like, some other things. Like, maggots just multiply. Like, that's...
They do. And even if it's not actually maggots, but it was something else and the girl just said maggots, like some sort of other bacteria, that's gross. I always wondered, like, remember when they were saying people were getting some bacteria? I don't know if it was in the Blue Ridge Mountains or in the Chattahoochee River or something. Somewhere out here where people do those outdoor activities that y'all love. And the people were suffering because they were, it was some sort of flesh-eating bacteria that was, like, getting people and, like, eating up their flesh. It's a sick, sad world out here. So this week we're playing Truth or Drink. So me and my sister actually put me onto this game, and we have been trying to make a video for a long time doing it, and we haven't. So we're playing it today. Sorry, Mal. So it's kind of like Truth or Dare, but the way that the game works is we're going to ask questions. We're both going to either answer them and tell the truth or take a drink. So there's no dare. And that's it. So you want to start or you want me to?
I'll start.
Okay.
Have you ever wanted to have sex with anyone that you know I've had sex with?
No. You answer the question.
Oh, I answer the question too?
Yeah, we both answer the questions.
Oh. No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I also don't know everyone you've had sex with.
Yeah. Okay. When's the last time you had sex?
The last time I had sex was... I really have to look at a calendar. I'm getting real old. Okay. So I got back, what, like July 14th or 15th? Something like that. It was when I went to Dallas. No.
Mm-mm.
I got back like July
10th. That's when you got here.
Yeah. So like I was fucking all from like July 10th all the way up until like the 14th.
Should I take a sip of my drink? And I'm... Go ahead.
Yeah. So the last time would be July 14th. And okay. It was so good.
Ooh, yeah. Do you have a cocktail?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's good. Why'd you say it like, yeah.
You know what? The more that we grow, sometimes I'll be like, I ain't telling y'all my goddamn business.
You know, that's how I feel. I've been holding out, and I'm sorry, but it's just like the more people try to psychoanalyze every little thing and dissect everything that I say, do, post on Instagram, say on the show. It's just like, damn, bitch, I need another guest. We can stop talking about me. Because y'all are taking it too far. Okay. So that's my Friday. That's sex Friday.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So that's you got a cocktail, too?
Mm-hmm. I got a cocktail.
Okay. What makes you nervous?
It's such a long list. Nervous when? Pick a time.
Well, a time?
Like a situation or like what makes me nervous?
Like what's something that literally makes you nervous to where like you will, I don't know what happens when you get nervous. When I get nervous, I sweat or my hands will shake or my ankles will shake. Sometimes no. Being in front of large crowds or sometimes meeting like a guy that I've only been talking to on the internet and I'm meeting him in person. Sometimes that'll make me really nervous.
Okay. This is what happens to me. Sometimes like my chest. It's just like I can feel my heartbeat just like jumping out of my chest. And I feel like everybody can probably hear it and think something is wrong. And then sometimes my hands get a little shaky.
But what makes that happen?
Okay. I will say that can happen sometimes. Like if, for example, if I was really drunk last night and I was sending out like a lot of really nasty messages to a guy saying all kind of shit I was going to do. And then like I'm going to see him the next day, but I'm not drunk no more. And then it's just like, what happened to all that shit you was talking? Like, not that I wouldn't do it, but I don't have the same energy. I'm not coming in there ready to strip my clothes.
Person,
that makes me, I get nervous when I know I'm about to go over there and I don't really know what I said because I don't like to go back and read the messages. That shit makes me nervous.
That's nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking.
It really is. Okay. When's the last time you had sex with a woman?
Wow. That has been a very long time. Like, I'm not even...
Or anything sexual. It doesn't have to be sex.
Does kissing count? Okay.
We can count that.
That would have to be what we count because I'm sitting here like, I haven't had sex with a woman in a minute. I can't even remember. I'm really trying to think. I'm due. I'm overdue. Somebody might get a birthday threesome this weekend. But I kissed two girls this over the weekend. But
okay.
I don't really count.
What doesn't count?
Because it ain't sex. That's just like when I get drunk.
Was it like
I'm
a makeout session or just like a peck or
no,
like
it was
you're
like
out
tongues and we're kissing and
in a bed or where were you?
It was out and I woke up in the morning and deleted my whole Instagram story. I was so fucking embarrassed.
I did see that story.
Oh my God.
For me, in May. So I guess it wasn't that long ago, but long enough ago. And I told that story at the live show.
I need to get my freaky levels back up.
What's going on?
Why
are they down?
I've been having sex with the same person for a hot little minute now. Uh-huh. And it is just so incredibly amazing that like, you know when you're just
but
like.
But you can still like have sex with him and a girl.
Yeah, it's just been one of those things where like I've always wanted to do that. And now it's not really like needed. I'll do it, but it hasn't really, it just hasn't happened. Maybe I'm selfish. What all drugs have you tried?
I've tried Adderall and I've tried weed.
I did Adderall on Saturday and I feel like I did cocaine.
Oh my goodness. What all have you tried?
Those two, Adderall, cocaine, weed. People say that, what did I go do in Peru?
Ayahuasca.
People say that's a drug, so I guess I can throw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Okay. We're answering all the questions.
We're old and boring.
I thought we would have skipped some. Okay, let me see what I have on here. Do you have a finish him move? And if so, what is
finish
it?
Him?
Yes.
My finish him move.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Like, we're having sex or I'm giving him head?
Sex, head, anything. Anything sexual.
If we're doing...
it all together.
Okay, so if it's, like, penetration, I definitely will, like... If I'm on top, I'll turn around on the dick, but not take it out. Just kind of, like, do a slow twist around so he's hitting it from the back and it's like even deeper in there.
Mm-hmm.
Something about the back, they come really quick, and then I'll say like some nasty words like, oh my gosh, like come deep inside this pussy, baby. That really helps when you talk nasty.
It does.
Like you gotta really say some nasty shit like, oh my gosh, I feel it dripping out of my pussy. Yeah, that's my finishing. But like deep in, like he gotta be deep inside, like I'll like push my ass like all the way back.
When you flip around, mm-hmm. When you turn around.
When I turn around.
I think they like it from the back because it's easier to get in there. And there's more like, well, I don't know if it's more cushion, but it seems like it would be better feeling with your ass cheeks bumping up against their body versus whatever the fuck they feel in other positions. I'm trying to imagine it. I'm so glad I'm not a man. It's a lot of work for them and a lot of pressure to like get hard and stay hard. Like, what do you do? Like, if my pussy was dry, I could use some lube and we could still get the job done. But if that dick don't work, you got to pull out a whole nother dick. And what man wants to do that? Shout out to you guys. My finishing move, I told y'all, however I make the dude come whether it's through head or through sex or whatever, I like to move really quick and like start sucking up all the cum and like I lick it up and everything. And then I just give him head again so that he comes again really quick. And he always tries to like, no matter who it is, because this isn't about one specific person, but he always tries to like run away. Like, oh, it's too sensitive. You need to stop. It's too much. And they can't take it. And they come really quick. And then it's done.
Sex is amazing. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a memorable one. That was my question that I asked. What's yours?
I was.
Do you have another one?
Here's one. Do you ever look at the negative things people say about us on the internet?
Yes, I do.
Really? Like, how? This is like a double. How often?
Not often, but I see them. Like, sometimes people send me messages directly, and then sometimes I see, like, whether it be the reviews or stuff online, the comments, because, you know, you can comment on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And some of the other sites and YouTube. Like, sometimes I'll say stuff back to people and sometimes I don't.
Like in a clap back way?
Just like, no, I wouldn't say clap back. I mean, I feel like sometimes people think that any response somebody has is a clap back, but it's just like, you can't think that you can say whatever negative things that you want to say and I don't get to say anything back to you and I have to take a high road. I'm not going to take personal digs at you, but if I feel like you said something that's wrong, I'm going to check you on it. Mm-hmm. And then other times, I don't even look at it to look for the negative things that people say, but I do think that on the internet, people can be more open about what they like and what they dislike. So I do try to look at it and take constructive criticism from strangers because I think people feel way more comfortable behind a computer, behind a phone versus telling you straight up. Like people will tell you to your face, oh, I'm so proud of you. You're doing so great. But that's not really how they feel. Mm. Or they feel that way sometimes, but then behind your back, they're saying whatever they really think. So yeah. Do you?
I don't. I still haven't made it to that point where like I look at, I thought I was going to look on Friday. I was like looking at our reviews on iTunes, which is totally different from any of the other platforms. I've seen some negative things, but they're not negative things that are just like flat out mean.
Mm-hmm.
And so no, I don't look at them. I feel like I'm too sensitive to look at them.
Mm.
And I might go in on you in a personal way that has nothing to do with like anything.
Well, yeah, maybe you should not do that. But I don't really take it to heart too bad unless somebody says something that has nothing to do with the show. Then it's like, bitch, fuck you. And I just leave it at that. Sometimes you just gotta hit a bitch with a fuck you and move on.
Sometimes you just gotta punch a bitch in the punch a bitch in the chin.
I'm not condoning the violence, but I do feel you. It'd be like that sometimes. Okay, so I had some people from Instagram sent that. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'll make sure we ask. Have you ever ate a man's cum out of someone else's pussy?
I have never done that, but I would.
Okay. I've never done it. Would I? It depends on who the man was. But yeah, maybe.
Yeah. That's sexy.
If it was my man, yeah. But if it was her man, no. I think that's how that would work out. She would have to eat it out of my... Well, I don't want him nothing at me. Never mind. Yeah, if it was my man, okay.
A lot of risk here.
It is. Then you start thinking about your health. And yeah, you're just like, well, what's going on?
What did he eat?
Did we all go... is it going to taste all right? Like? Is my pH balance about to be fucked up? I don't want to have thrush in my mouth. Okay. Have you ever fucked a rapper or athlete and they didn't know your name?
And they didn't know my name?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Me either. First somebody said, have you ever fucked a rapper? I said, well, if you fucked a hood nigga, you fucked a rapper.
Yeah.
I'm like, what kind of rapper do you mean? And so then this was on live today. And so we kept going back and forth and we came up with that as a better question. I have not either. I need you to at least know my name. Now, I have fucked a man whose name I didn't know. I just knew his nickname.
Well, I fucked before, and then when I do get back out in public, like, I did forget what your name is.
Oh, forgetting is another thing, okay. But just not even know. I hate when I do that. That makes me nervous and embarrassed. Like, why the fuck can I remember this person's name? Or when you see somebody and you
don't know
forgot
if you had sex.
Ooh, that's a whole nother one. That's
the worst feeling.
That is such an uneasy feeling. I absolutely hate that feeling. Did you have another one?
No.
Okay.
I would have thought they came with more on live.
They had some more, but they didn't have anything too juicy. They were like, y'all say so much already. And I was like, well, maybe our opinions changed and stuff. There's nothing specific y'all want to know. I guess they said no, bitch, move on. So that's it for the game. But if y'all have questions, because I am going to do a little video on YouTube about this, will y'all just send them to my DM, please? Because I need some stuff to ask my sisters.
We got to do this again and get drunk.
Yeah, we got to think of more specific questions.
And a little more uncomfortable because they are right. We have told everything.
But I'm like, what would make us uncomfortable?
Maybe
for the show. Like sex, I don't feel like it makes us uncomfortable. I don't know. But we'll think about it. We'll play it again and see what happens. And then we definitely need to play it with a guest.
Yeah.
Now, their asses, that's going to be a different story. Totally different story. Okay, so what did you want to talk about this week?
Well, you know, I too went to the listeners and was like, what do y'all want to hear Kiki and I talk about that you feel like you haven't heard us talk about? And a couple of people said that they wanted to know, how do we please ourselves without men being involved?
Y'all know I be playing with my pussy all the time.
But like,
do they mean like physically please yourself or like what?
I mean, I guess it could go, I kind of broke it down like physically, but it could go either way. Like, I obviously want to talk about physically because that's more entertaining. But like, when do you masturbate? Like, do you masturbate every day? Do you do it all in the morning, in the afternoon, at night? Like,
and
this is like as of lately, like the busier you get. Are you still making time to play with that pussy?
I'm making time to play with my pussy because it's a stress reliever, okay? I like to do it in the morning. Matter of fact, I did it this morning and I was so tired. I mean, yeah, I was late for work, but what's new? But I needed to do it to wake me up. Sometimes I do it at night to fall asleep. I make sure I charge my vibrators before I leave the house because I don't really like to masturbate just with my hands. I like to use the vibrators. I do use lube.
When you do masturbate with your hands, do you find that your long ass nails get in the way?
No.
Or scratch you?
Because I'm using the ball of my finger. I'm not using like the tip of my finger. I've never used the tip of my finger. And I hate when a nigga uses the tip of his finger because I'm like, no, use the ball. Your nail is right there. Whether you have long nails or not, I don't like that feeling. Don't be trying to scratch.
Because you will scratch.
Yeah. Like, no, I'll use the ball. So, no, my nails don't get in the way. And I think when I record myself doing it, it makes it prettier. I don't usually masturbate at work, but I have. Sometimes the days are just like that. Now, that's a time where I'm not using a toy. I will use my fingers, and, you know, it's not really the thing I want to do. What other times? I don't do it at my mama's house or my grandmama's house. I just feel very uncomfortable, like, not in the bathroom, nothing.
Really? I do. Yeah. If I just needed to, like, get one out. Lately, I haven't really been playing with myself.
I always stay in a hotel when I go home. Nowadays, anyway. It's always, every time I go to Dallas, it's too many people in town. I'm like, you know what? Y'all stay at my mama's house. Y'all stay at these other, I'm going to the hotel. And then I can, because I'll have my privacy. But no, I can't. Mm-mm.
I feel like lately I haven't really been playing with my pussy. Like,
why?
Kiki, I really feel like I've been having such amazing sex. So, like, literally today before we came here, and I knew we were going to talk about this, so I literally, like, pulled up some porn really quick and was like, let me charge a toy really quick and just do it because I haven't used my toys in such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I use it. It felt good. Obviously, the shit feels good. Like,
yeah,
you can give yourself a totally different feeling than what a penis can give you, but I just have been, like, saving it all. Like,
so... But, like, okay, because you said you're only having sex with this one person and it's amazing, but y'all don't see each other all the time.
Right?
So what do you do in those between times?
Like,
is that when you masturbate or you just don't want to? Because I feel like no matter how great the sex is, I'm masturbating. Like, I can get the best sex except my back blown out, and tomorrow I'm still going to want to masturbate. I don't know if I'm just overly sexual or what, but I like that feeling.
I like the feeling, too, and I actually think I feel bad for not doing that. That's why today, literally right before we came to the studio, I was like, I had a sundress on. I was like, pull your dress up and play with that pussy. Like, why have you not been doing this? This shit feels amazing. I've just been... forgetting.
And bro, what?
Isn't that so sad?
Like, that's disturbing.
It
really
is. Like, ladies, play with your pussy. Don't forget to masturbate.
I think you need to write that on your mirror or something. That needs to be a daily affirmation. I need to play with my pussy. It will make me feel good. I feel good when I play with my pussy. Like, you need to write that.
Your pussy wants this.
Yes. Like, don't be leaving her high and dry just because your mental is okay.
But another thing is, like, do you feel like when you start to play with your pussy too much with toys, that it starts to get like it starts to get harder and harder for you to come from regular real sex?
No, because it's a totally different sensation. Now, for me, I don't really like to play with the toys where I'm penetrating myself. I'm using toys, a bunch of bullets, the clit massagers, the ones that like kind of flick, but it's all basically clitoral stimulation. So having sex with a real dick is a whole lot different. And, well, I haven't done this in a while, but I also don't mind bringing my little friends with me. My little toys. And I think it makes it a whole new experience to use your toys and have sex with someone. Like, they've got to be comfortable with it. Because sometimes I think it's like an insecurity thing with guys. And they think that there's something wrong with them or you don't really like it. But to me, it's just like overload. I love it. Yeah. So I do that every now and then.
If there's any niggas out there that feel like that, stop feeling like that.
I mean, that could be the case, though.
What?
That their sex isn't that great. And that's why the girl is bringing a toy. So don't just feel too sure of yourself. Have a conversation.
Have a conversation.
Well, watch her body language. Don't listen to what she says.
But it also just feels, it does feel good
it
to have
does.
Both.
Like, it's just like, and then to have a weight, the weight of a man on top of you. Ugh.
Do you think you masturbate more than you have sex? Real sex?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Oh.
Yeah, I have sex. Like, I've been having sex regularly, but like, I masturbate.
That's healthy.
Morning and night, most days, but at least once a day. And if I don't, then like that was a really shitty day. I probably had an attitude the next day and I'm gonna go overtime the next time. But yeah, I definitely have more solo sex than I do with anyone else.
This week's episode is brought to you by OpenFit. Summer is here, but there's still time to get yourself beach body ready by letting the workouts come to you. Getting fit and staying healthy has never been easier than with OpenFit. OpenFit takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. And because you can use OpenFit on a TV, on your phone, on your tablet, wherever you are, you can even do, depending on your space, you could even do it at work or like the gym close to your job or whatever. It'll help you get out of the redundancy of just going for a run or struggling with weights and stuff that you don't even know what to do. Go on OpenFit. You can try out different programs. I love the 600-second program because it's literally 600 seconds. So that's a super short workout and it's not going to take up a ton of my time and it's super intense. So don't let the time fool you. That is an intense workout. And who knows, you could be going on vacation soon or you're worried that your hotel won't have a gym and you're going to get off track. You can view it on your computer, your TV, your tablet, your smartphone. It's even on the Roku. At home in my living room, I have a Roku and I've just added the OpenFit channel to my TV and it makes it so easy. Some places only sell classes, like some gyms, and they only sell them as a package. And often you can't make it to every class, but with OpenFit, they bring the class to you and that makes it so much easier for you to stick to a schedule. And you get what you put in. You can easily see results within the first 30 days. Do you want to increase your energy, put a pep in your step, and overall feel better inside? Do you want to lose weight? Or keep it off. Lose up to 15 pounds in just the first 30 days the right way, the healthy way. And that's with OpenFit. OpenFit has changed the way I work out. And texting my code COCKTAILS to 303030, you can join me on a fitness journey personalized for you. Again, that's code COCKTAILS, COCKTALES to 303030. You can join me on this fitness journey that's personalized just for you. And right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, my listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit. When you text COCKTAILS to 303030, you'll get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts, plus the nutrition information, totally free. Again, just text COCKTAILS to 303030. Standard message and data rates may apply.
I'm telling you, I used to, and I will set the mood. I was literally, before I was on that little, I was gone. Like, I was literally setting the mood, lighting candles, sitting in the bathtub, talking to myself.
I did that on special occasions. When I wanted the romantic experience.
I was talking to myself. Sometimes I pull my hair, try to lick my little titty. Like,
sometimes I hit myself a little hand grab.
Make myself a meal like somebody else made it.
Okay,
like,
I
have a whole like,
you were just playing
experience
for
with
for
myself.
Real.
I got to get it back. Together because you, the young lady that wrote this, sent this, and she was like, I just feel like sometimes I want to just do what men do, but to me, and you actually should be doing
and
that.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, girl.
I played with my pussy before I came here and it was fucking amazing. Like, I literally felt, you know when you're coming so hard and you want to cry?
Mm-hmm. I let the tears roll down. I just let go. I do. And then lately, too, I've been trying to, like, once I come, I try not to stop, like, using the toy. That's very hard
it's
to do.
It's very, and you yourself. Try to, like, lighten it up a little bit, like,
yes, pull or, like, it out, change like the speeds or something. And then I'm just, like, damn near convulsing. And it's like, all right, is this really how I want to be found dead? Nope, let me hop up and take a shower. I'm already going to be 20 minutes late to work.
Dang, 20?
Well, no, just saying.
I got to get better with the masturbating again. Like, I was on a roll.
I like it. I also like to use lube. I used to not really be into lube like that. But one of the samples that we got from Peep Show Toys at the live show was this one called the Butters. Now, if you still have your sample and you haven't tried it, just try it. It feels good. The only thing about the Butters, and which is why I mainly use it, I only have used it to masturbate, you can't use a condom with it because whatever it's made of, it's natural ingredients, but whatever it is not going to work well with the condoms. I don't know if it's some sort of oil in there.
Like it'll make you dry or?
No, like it could like mess with the condom. Mm. And so the condom may not be as effective.
Be pregnant.
Yeah, or have an STD or something, you know, so many options. But I like to use it and it just feels really good. There's not very many ingredients in it. It doesn't have a strong smell or anything like that. I like it because sometimes I'm like, the other lubes are cool, but excuse me, what's in them? And this is such a sensitive thing. You only get one pussy. I'm not trying to have it all fucked up, infected, breaking out, and all kind of shit. Like, I had acne as a kid. I don't want to have bumps and shit down on my vagina because I'm having an allergic reaction to a lube. So I just like the natural stuff. Yeah. Makes me feel a little bit safer. And then I'll know, okay, I'm allergic to this if the shit ain't working. But that's a good one. And it's not expensive.
I just need a little spit.
But have you tried the lube?
I'm scared to try lube. I really am because of that very reason.
I think you should try the Butters one. Maybe get you like a little sample. I think you can get a sample size for like $2. And it's a really small jar. But just try it on yourself. It feels really good. And you can look at the ingredients to see if it's something that you're allergic to. It's like shea butter and some other shit.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
I'm going to look into it. Have you been watching any new porn? Any new categories? Well, have you ventured off into the...
Actually, I have, but I keep going back home to the threesome tab. The threesomes are my favorite to watch. I really like a good storyline. Lately, I've been loving the sugar daddy stories. I really like Blacked. And it's like they all are basically escorts and they're finding these rich men, but that's beside the point. Or Vixen. That's what Vixen is. But I've started watching like Swingers.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much going on. It's just too much. Like, I like the three because it's a lot. But then once we get into four and more, and then it's just like the camera angles start to be compromised because it's too many body parts. And you know how
it's a lot of noises going on.
Yeah, and you can't always see where the noise is coming from. It's like, whoa, what's going on? And now I'm focused too much on that. I've dropped my phone or I'm almost knocking my computer off the bed. Like, lots of things happen. What about you?
I'm still stuck on lesbian. I'm not going to lie. But, like, sometimes I'll watch it. So,
like, do you like one-on-one lesbian?
I like one-on-one lesbian. Like, and I really don't like when they're using a bunch of toys and a bunch of fingers. And, like, I just want you to, like, eat some pussy.
You like this? Oh.
But have you ever seen the porn? I forgot what it's called. Margo was telling me about it, where like the girls will run and like do a flip and land their ass like on the dude's face, and it looks like people are dying, but like men like this. They literally
sounds like Mortal Kombat. Porn.
It looks like Mortal Kombat porn.
No.
Like the girls were literally like just flap their big booties on a face, and it's like whole thing. Like
okay, that reminds me of like, you know, when you see those videos of like the Jamaican girls dancing in Jamaica and they're doing those crazy dance moves and they're all that stuff, but it's like sex, basically. Yeah. That looks like that shit hurts.
And
so
they
I know
just, like,
this hurts.
Smother a face with their big old booties. And I'm just like, whoa. Like,
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. What if somebody asked you to do that? Like, they were like, I want
First
you to.
First of all, I can't do no flip.
I want you to run and jump and just splat on my face with your booty.
I feel like that's going to hurt.
I feel like your neck will snap.
I'm thinking about my pussy hurt. I wasn't even thinking about him. Like, just imagine, like, a face got a lot of bones, a nose. Like, a lot of the niggas I be fucking with got some noses on them, you know? Like,
what?
Like, they have a big nose. Like, I don't have any niggas with, like, little petite noses. Like, maybe they've got a hump in their nose. Maybe it's just a big nose.
But they got Jay-Z noses.
Well, no, not Jay-Z noses, but it might have a little hump. Like, I got a little hump in my nose, you know? Like, it's just a nose. It's not petite. It's not flat to the face. Something's gonna hurt. And then, like, their heads. Like, no. Mm-mm. And I'm not telling your mama I was trying to ride your face by jumping onto it. And that's how your son died. Your baby boy. Nope.
Let me ask you this.
What?
Do you ever feel like you have exhausted all of your sex moves or, like, new sexual experiences in the bedroom?
Sometimes. And when that happens, that's when I'm, like, clicking random categories in porn to, like, get some inspiration. Or I find myself asking my friends, like, a shit ton of questions. Like, what do y'all be doing? And I really need some details because I'm looking for some inspo. I will search the internet looking for something new to try. I can't think of, honestly, I can't think of the last new thing I did.
I can't either. And lately I'm just like, I mean, Bae is coming in town this weekend and it's his birthday. And I'm like, uh-huh. I want to do some new shit. Not that it's bad, but you know how you just want to do some new shit.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with, like, trying something different. Yeah, but it's just, like, where do you go for inspiration? It's just, like, damn, I should have been slower. Like, I shouldn't have been so fast.
I should have started the first night and did all of my tricks.
Yeah, I did my best shit first. That's why you can't do that. You got to save stuff. But I don't know what I have left in my arsenal. I feel like all I've got left is, like, I got to bring somebody else.
I don't want to do that yet, though.
Oh,
he's like, well, bitch, I don't know.
Speak for yourself. But yeah, it's like I gotta bring somebody else because now I don't even know what I can do that I'm willing to do. Cause it's some shit I'm not doing. You're not about to tie me up. Not real crazy. Not like BDE did me in the studio when he had me tied. Like, I can't do a tie up like that. I can do some handcuffs and that's about
it. I think I would allow the tie up if you know what you're doing.
I feel like my niggas ain't gonna know what they do. Like, they're not into that. They gonna be gonna tie something up wrong and be like, oh shit. Like, have to cut me out of there. Like, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't wanna do any drugs. Like, maybe a little weed, but that's it. No drugs and sex for me because I feel like I'll have a heart attack and die. What was that face for?
I just love being intoxicated and having sex because, you know what? Your muscles just, like, loosen up and you can just,
when,
like,
I'm drunk. Yeah.
But it's something different with drugs. Like, you can just, like, take any and everything. Like, you can just do it all, Kiki.
Girl, I was hallucinating the last time I had sex when I was high. So
about what?
I told this story. Like, I was fucking this dude, and just all of a sudden, his face morphed into some white man. And while he may have been pale, he was definitely not white. And I was just like, okay, I'm fucking tripping right now.
Were you looking like that at him?
Probably. I mean, he didn't say nothing, or he did, and I don't remember. I was also drunk. It was a lot going on. I was probably picturing somebody that was on the movie we was watching or something. I don't fucking know. But that man turned into another man, and I was like, this is a lot. And I was ready to go to bed. I don't need to do that. I don't think my body can handle drugs. I'm already got some chemical imbalances probably going on upstairs. So, like, I just got to leave the other stuff to the other girls. It's not for me. I saw you put down, can you be sexually attracted without being physically attracted?
You know, somebody asked me that and I was like, I mean, I don't know, can you? You can. Like, I mean, because I got to say.
But I feel like because sex is physical, something about you's got to be physically attractive. Even if you don't have, like, maybe your traditionally handsome face or body or whatever, something physically about you's got to make me feel like I want to jump on that dick. Because if I don't see it for any of you, your face, your stature,
unless
your voice.
There was that one good night when that one nigga got you because you just had too much to drink. Not in a rapey way. In a way that you're like still coherent. You have sex. The dick was bomb. But you're like, this nigga is ugly. I really do not even like him.
I still feel like I wasn't sexually attracted to him. I was horny. And that's a little different to me. It's a little different. That's what you think?
I think, like, if you get me at a... He'd be sexually attracted without being...
Because I feel like I can be sexually attracted and physically attracted to somebody who's maybe not my type, but it's like they might have the right combination of shit I normally don't like to where it looks cute to me. And I may realize everybody or nobody else is going to find him attractive, but I find him attractive. I like this mixed up.
Or maybe it means like you just want to have sex with someone, but you really don't think they're that fine. Because I have been in situations like that.
Like, I'll have sex with somebody who I don't think is fine, but not that I think is ugly, unless I'm just horny. Well, there was that one guy I picked up from that bar one time that I told y'all about. He wasn't attractive, but I was really horny, and I was tired of playing with my toys that day. And I was like, let's just see what this one-night stand business is about. That's the man who was trying to take me to the wedding, and I didn't want to go. And I was like...
Isn't it crazy how sometimes you just be like, I need a nigga right now. Like, I want to be all up under you.
And I was very disappointed in myself. Like, that's who you pick, bitch? Once I, like, sobered up.
Did he come to your place or you went to his?
Girl, I was drunk as fuck. I let him come to my house. And you know I don't do that.
You don't.
Out calls only. No in calls, okay? I don't know what got into it.
You were just like, ooh.
And he was like, ready to go to breakfast, and like he was like really
chipper. You ain't go to breakfast, Key?
I didn't want to go to breakfast. Oh, I wanted him really to get out of my house. I felt like a nigga for real. Like when niggas be like, okay, you were supposed to go already. He didn't go. I might have cuddled with him, but this is the same dude who I was like, hey, reach in that drawer and pass me my vibrator because it wasn't that great, you know? And I was just like, I wanted to come. Like the whole point of this is I wanted to have sex with a man and I wanted to come. And you're having the time of your life and I'm ready to really watch Netflix and chill by my damn self and you can take your ass home. But a nice, respectful young man nonetheless. Sorry, I had to say all that, but that's how I feel.
I hope he doesn't listen to the show. I hope lot of the niggas that we have fucked with and that we have talked about don't listen to the show. I'm still shocked that Clarence Brown Jr. still has not hit me up like, bruh. Really?
What?
I'm still shocked that like we've made it this far in the show, and I'm every day like an episode comes out. Not now, but like when I used to talk about him and share the stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Did you
just
want
surprised.
Him to hit you up?
No, I'm just surprised that he hasn't. Because there have been people that hit me up that know him,
uh-huh.
And I'm just like, I wonder, does that nigga know that I was like, bruh?
Maybe he does, but he's like, I mean, what
I
can
took
I
an
say?
L
I was wrong
and made it into a win, my nigga. You like did me dirty, bro, and I came back and got your ass. Niggas was like, why don't you make shirts that say "fuck Clarence Brown Jr.? I was like, can I get sued? Can I get sued for that or no,
girl?
Okay, so we had a couple listeners reach out and say, no, not a couple, one, and I just thought it was really funny. She was like, my knees be crackling when I'm riding. She was like, and you know, sometimes your knees just get bad, which I concur. Shit does happen.
It does.
So then it made me wonder, like, are there any sexual positions that are hard for you to do?
Yeah, that one. Shit. Riding a dick on while I'm flat-footed like a frog, that is painful, girl. I don't have the core for that. Nope. Mm-mm. Not doing it.
And niggas love that
and
position.
And if a nigga puts me in that position, I'm going to try it. I'm going to give it all I got. But that's not going to last very long. And then I'm going to say, oh, my God, I got a Charlie horse. I swear I do it every time. And they'll be like, oh, my God, baby, okay? No, it hurts so bad. Can you just kiss the back of my leg? Because I like when they kiss the back of my leg. And then I'm done with that shit. Bitch, no, I'm not doing that.
I try to go as hard as I can in that position. Beads of sweat be rolling down my nose, down the middle
of
my nose.
I start losing my balance.
Dripping down my lip. Like, that shit is hard. And you will get a Charlie horse.
I used to be able to do it. But I'm not a cheerleader anymore.
I also don't think it's a sexy angle. I'm not going to lie. I don't care how nice your body is. Like, that position, it's just
not. Kind of like.
You look like a little baby frog. Like, it's just not a good position. Like,
it's better when you turn around and like your back is to them.
I'm more of like, I like to do the slow winds and just like, you know, like.
Like you're doing right now.
Yeah, like, I like to roll like that. Like, I mean, I'll do that flat foot frog shit, but like, I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
But there is a way to the girl that was talking about just riding regularly with bad knees. There's a way to ride the dick, and you have to get on like you kind of like put your feet like as if you were like, you know, like if you were standing up and you went like this.
Like you that. Pull your leg behind you, yeah, like if you're you stretching pull, mm-hmm. your
and it actually feels
quads.
Better and he'll like get deeper in there. So if you're like on that nigga and pulling both of your legs back like that, your knees won't
Wait,
really
I'm
hurt.
Confused. So, okay, where is his dick while your leg
so
is like, up like
you're
that?
On him. So let's say like...
Like you're facing him?
Yeah, you're okay. facing him. And so you just take... You don't need your hands when you're riding. At least I don't. Do you need your hands when you're riding?
I'm trying to figure out this position because it looked like you were so on one leg okay. and a knee.
Because I don't want to fall out the chair.
Okay, I'll so hold let's the chair say, right here.
Okay, you get on him like this.
Okay, so she's just sitting on top of him yeah. normal.
You're sitting on top of him like you're normal.
Is somebody looking at you through the window? No. Oh. This I wish the chair didn't turn. So you're just basically saying hold. So the way that you were describing it, I thought you were saying like you were basically on your knees and pulling your leg up. Just hold your feet. Yeah. Like your shin should be flat to whatever surface you're on. You're sitting on top of him and hold on to your things. That don't make your chest stick out too.
Yeah, good. And then you can just kind of do like a little rock, slow or fast. And I mean that doesn't hurt my knees. And then, bitch, what kind of bed are you on?
Because a bad mattress will really do you no favors, hun. And I mean, there's other shit to do besides ride his dick. Like, don't let him just be lazy. And I like to do some positions too from the side. Mm-hmm. I like those. And then whether like we're in kind of a spooning position or if it's like I'm on my side, but he's not on his side, like he might be on his knees. I like that one. Your leg has to be up. So stretch first because you don't really want to pull a Charlie horse because that's a really good feeling position. Or we could be facing each other.
Or you can do like the scissor thing. Have you ever done that? And like his legs are over you. You're literally yes. like scissors and you just like...
I don't like when girls try to do that shit. I'm not into scissors.
I don't like when girls
like,
try
Like, bitch,
to do
I'm not about
either.
To be bumping pussies with you. Can you move out of the way for the real dick, please? Thank you.
Yeah. If I'm fucking with a woman, like, it's like, we're here to let's eat pussies and play with pussies. We're not grinding on...
I don't titty suck, but I don't want to be...
Acting like we're fucking each other. Like, for real, for real. Like,
because
I don't
it's
have a
hole
penis.
Here.
You don't
it's
have
two
a
holes.
Penis. We have two clits. We're smacking them together. Let's not do that.
Oh, my God. My friend sent me this, like, double-ended... monstrous dildo and I was just like this too much
You're not gonna use it?
No. If there's a dick there, I want the dick.
I have a friend that's been fucking and also he'll fuck her in the ass or in her mouth with while he's fucking her with the dildo.
Wait, what? He's fucking her in the ass and the mouth?
So he'll be fucking her and
with his own dick.
With his own dick and then
in her pussy.
In her pussy. Okay. And then like fucking her in her mouth with the dildo or like in her booty.
I wish a nigga would.
I wish a nigga would actually do that to me. I
don't
want to.
You can put a finger in my mouth. You can put a finger in my butt, but don't be shoving. No,
I'm gonna put my thumb in her butt.
That's fine.
I would like it. I like nasty.
Try
shit
it. Though. Try that. So that's something you ain't done to.
He will. I mean, I guess I. What do? You just say, hey, let's do this, babe.
Yeah, let's go to the. That could be a little outing. I could just go to the sex store and say, I want to try something. I feel like I don't have anything new and I want to spice it up. Like, it doesn't have to be awkward. Just go to the sex store and pick out some shit and try it. Be like, you know, whatever I pick out, you have to let me try it. And then you pick out something, I have to let you try it.
And
so
I still
fair.
Have my dildo from that girl's dick sucking class. His name's Shantia?
Samaya.
No. The girl. That
oh, Shantae.
You. Shantae. I went to one of her classes and I still have my big old pink dick.
Really? Mm-mm. There's a pink dick in my room and I think it's Drea's. I don't know whose it is, but it's not mine. So if anybody needs it and you're listening to this, you can come collect it. I haven't done anything with it. It's still sitting in the same little bag. Mm. I got a lot of people's stuff at my house and I don't know where it came from, but some of that shit is about to get used.
Use it.
I will. What else is on your list? Difficult sex position. Are you still a hoe if you're hoeing discreetly? I would say yes.
I think that's the biggest hoe.
I mean, it's not about what people know. To me, it's about what you're doing. That's what I think. What do you think?
I think it's about how you feel about what it is that you're doing.
So if you don't feel like you're being a hoe?
Like if you don't feel ashamed of it. Have you ever done some shit and you're like, fuck, like I don't feel good about what I just did.
You can't
shake it. You can't sleep. You're like, why the fuck did I do that? Like if you have said you don't want a train to get ran on you and then you let some niggas run a train on you and you feel really bad about it. To me, it's like you did that because you think that's hoeish activity and now you think you're a hoe. So therefore you probably...
But I feel like even if I felt good about it and it was some hoe shit, it's still hoe shit, even if I'm not ashamed. You know, because sometimes you do things and it's like you may think for whatever reason, whatever it is, that shit hoes do or that's, you know, a hoe activity. But you did it and you like the shit, no, well, like, I don't think it matters what other people say so much. So it doesn't matter if it's discreet or not, bitch. You know if you're doing hoe shit.
How you feel. And honestly, it's okay if you're doing hoe shit because the bitches done did some hoe shit and some of them in the studio right now. And I don't give a fuck. It don't matter. Like, bruh, it's hoeing discreetly, hoeing out loud. Bitch, it's some motherfucking hoe shit.
Just be proud in whatever you do. Do it for yourself. I guess is what I really mean. Do it for yourself. Don't do it for nobody else. If you enjoyed that shit, okay. Okay. That's your life. You only get one. You got to live it for yourself, not your friends, not your family, not nobody else. I want to do some hoe shit sometimes. But then I get to thinking too hard. So don't be like that. Do what you want to do.
I feel like I've done a lot of hoe shit.
Like what? Like what's hoe shit to you?
Just like... sometimes the amount of dudes that I've had like on my team or just being, you ever been in an establishment and there's like three niggas in there that you was fucking with and you're like, god damn.
I can't think of a specific time off the top of my head, but I know I fucked a whole lot more than three niggas.
But the crazy thing is, probably. The older I get, like I'm saying it's hoe shit just because that's what we're talking about right now. But when I now look at shit, like where I am somewhere, if I'm somewhere and I'm at a party and there's like three dudes that I either used to talk to, am talking to, had sex with or not, whatever the fuck happened, it doesn't make me uncomfortable. We're grown. We used to fuck with each other and do whatever the fuck we used to do. If you want to act funny, that's one thing.
Did it used to make you uncomfortable?
I feel like when I was younger, it would make me uncomfortable because it's like, oh my gosh, what are they going to think? But now it's almost like, bro, we're grown as fuck. You liked having sex with me. I liked having sex with you. And that's what the fuck that was. You really can't make me feel bad about that shit, even if y'all do know each other. Because 9 times out of 10, Atlanta small, you probably fucked some of my friends too.
Could be. I try not to fuck the niggas too close together.
Sometimes you don't know. I never did that shit on purpose. Sometimes you'd be like, I didn't know y'all knew each other.
No. Like, I don't want to fuck somebody today and then fuck a different nigga tomorrow and another nigga the next day. Like, all these different niggas so close in time together I mean. Yeah, I don't like to do that. And that's more so about me than about them because I just need, if an accident happens, I need to chase down whoever it is. Okay, I'm not trying to be on Mari. You know, and
Or you never want to send that text out, like, or get that text, like, hey, I'm letting you know I have an STD and I'm not sure who I got it from, but you're one of the people that was in the lineup.
Yeah, like in this 2-week span, since last time I got tested, something came back. Something in the pussy ain't clean. So I'm just telling you, so maybe you can go to the doctor and get it checked out. You could be like Miranda.
I remember
on that episode. That was, like, stressful.
It was responsible, though.
It was. She was really calling everybody. And I just... Well, luckily, lately, I ain't been fucking a whole bunch of people. So I know who I would need to call. But if I was... I'd be asking the doc, can you call? Can I just give you their numbers and you do it? Because some of these niggas I might not want to talk to no more. And you can just let them know they need to come on in. Call a clinic.
I just wonder, like, if anybody that listens to this show does have an STD and wouldn't mind coming on the show and, like, openly talking about it. I'm just going to lay that out there.
I wonder, too.
Yeah, like, hit us up if you want to come and
share your experience.
Yeah, like, you're dating. Like, I would like to know, like, what do you do moving forward? One of the STDs that you can't get rid of.
Yeah, I know someone who has one. Now, he's not going to come on. Mm-hmm. I know that because I already asked. But I just be wondering.
And why did he tell you? I'm just curious.
Why did he tell me mm-hmm. that he had it? We were having a conversation about it. And I was like, do you know anybody who has an STD that mm-hmm. you can't cure? And he was like, I do. And I was like, oh, well, do you? I just figured I'm not fucking you, but you told me. Mm-hmm. So will you come on the show and talk about it? You know? And I was trying not to ask too many questions because it is personal. But I was like, well, it felt like he needed somebody to talk to. And I wanted to hear. So he was telling me his experience, but he doesn't want to come on the show. And I was like, you can be anonymous. I mean, you're not famous. Mm-hmm. You're not even on Instagram or nothing. Like, but, you know. I don't know how I would feel if I was in that position. So, yeah, I get it, too. But if you happen to be listening to this and you change your mind, come on. I just want to know. I want to know about their experiences dating and, like, how they found out.
How do you tell people?
Do you tell people? Some people don't.
Yeah.
What kind of reactions do they have? Like, are people typically understanding and mature mm-hmm. or... do people act like really immature? Like, what happens?
Yeah, seriously, y'all, I really would like to talk to somebody. But yeah.
I thought you were about to say something. You look like you were in a thought. I was trying to be quiet. What?
No, I was going to say, like, I was just thinking, like, I have so many questions, but they're not here now, so y'all.
Yeah, we can't answer them. Oh, well. But, yeah, shoot us an email or a DM or something if you're interested, and we'll have to get you in the studio to come talk about it. I guess we can move on now, unless you had something else.
No.
Okay, we can move on to Indecisive Diane.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Okay, Diane, so give us like a cute little date idea you have for us in the city, something that is kind of bougie and you can get dressed up for.
Hey, ladies, it's me, Indecisive Diane. And let me tell you about this sophisticated little bar. It's called Sky Lounge at the Glen Hotel. So listen, it's one of the top 5 Atlanta rooftop bars. You're gonna love it. It's sophisticated. There's a rooftop. It's a lounge. It's in the historic boutique Glen Hotel. You're gonna love it. You can get a lot of cute pictures for Instagram. It's a breathtaking panoramic view. What's the address, girl? Here's the address. It's 110 Marietta Street, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30303. You're gonna love it. Go there. Tell me about it. Tell me how you like it. Okay, girl. Bye, ladies.
So we're moving on to advice.
Hey, ladies. Love the show. Currently, I am in a 3-way relationship with a beautiful man and woman. We have been in this relationship for 2 years now, and it's been great. Recently, the man of our relationship went on a business trip for a week. While he was gone, my woman gives me an ultimatum. She tells me that she is no longer in love with him and wants me to herself. She may not be in love with him anymore, but I am. I love them both and don't want to lose either of them. I connect with both of them on 2 different but very deep levels. He's so sexy, kind, and selfless. Plus, he fucks me like no other. She's beautiful, considerate, understands me, and eats my pussy like the Last Supper. I feel as though it's unfair of her to give me an ultimatum, but regardless, I'm in love and don't want to lose her or him. I would love to hear what you ladies think.
I think it's interesting because you're in a relationship with both of them, so you kind of, I'm not going to say you have to take both of their feelings into consideration, but you should, because it's, you would if it was just you and him or just you and her. I also don't think it's fair for her to not, she doesn't want her to be with him.
Right. She just wants to be with him by herself, be with her by herself.
Yeah. I think if you don't want to do that, you should express that to the lady, the girl that's in your life, because ultimatums are just never fun, or just find a whole new 3-way relationship.
I feel like, bitch, you about to lose one of them. Mm-hmm. Look, if she's giving you an ultimatum and you're not trying to leave him, it might be hard to find another woman who is out there that's going to be a good match for the both of you, but it can be done. It's lots of bitches looking for three-way relationships these
days.
This is true. Now, with whether you'll vibe with them or not, I don't know.
That's the part that sucks.
I mean, that's the dating game. Sometimes relationships run their course, and this just might be the end, because you also don't want her to stay there if she's not in love with him anymore. That's not fair.
I don't understand why she don't want to be with y'all. Why she doesn't want to be with him anymore, though. Like,
she says she's not in love with him. What? I guess the fun has faded. Maybe she realized she really liked women more than she likes men.
Maybe.
Or maybe his breath was stank and he be having an attitude and he's jealous.
Yeah, maybe you can all sit down and talk about it and be like, girl, can you really just be honest? Did something happen and can we fix it? Does his breath stink? Is he not fucking you as good as he's fucking me? Let's try to fix this, because I really want both of y'all.
Good luck, girl. Tell us what you decide to do.
So this one says, so first off, I just want to say I'm addicted to this podcast. I wanted to write to give Kiki some anal tips and tricks because I went through the same issue, girl. Then I married the backdoor bandit, as he calls himself.
A little thief stealing my booty hole. Nope. Go ahead.
So she's giving you advice. This is what this is.
I didn't ask for advice on this, but I'm anxious to hear what she has to say. Maybe it'll help another listener who wants to get their booty took.
Okay.
I don't.
So number one, try and go to the bathroom beforehand. And I won't do it if I feel like I might have to go. That will just ease your mind, because a lot of girls are worried they might shit on them. So they are tense. Two, you want to lay on your side for the first couple of times. Doggy style hurts if you're not used to it. Girl, no, it doesn't.
Yes, it
Three.
Does.
The only way he getting this booty, the only way he getting this whole booty, if he is rubbing my pussy at the same time and whispering dirty shit in my ear, it relaxes me and makes for the best anal sex. Also, try Adderall if you're into
that. What the fuck? So I can be up all night thinking about how bad my asshole hurts?
Also, okay,
try Adderall
if you're into that. It helped the first couple of times to relax. As long as you're relaxed and not tense, you will most likely enjoy it. Good luck, girl.
Bitch, I be coming up with business plans on Adderall. Like, I'm not trying to be fucking in my ass. That, hell no. I'm going to be thinking about how I was about to tear it in half. Thank you for thinking of me, though. I do appreciate it. Hopefully that helps somebody else. But I will say that little thing you said about playing with your pussy at the same time, I will say that the time I got in the furthest, that is what he did. But it's still
like,
it kind
of takes
far.
Your mind off of like something going in your booty, and then everything's just getting wet and you're like, dang, I didn't even know my booty could get wet.
My booty wasn't wet. It was my pussy. It's definitely my pussy, and probably spit and shit. And because next. Okay. I have another one pulled up. This one, she meant strapping up for pregnant pussy. Okay. Hey, ladies, I need some real help. So recently, my best friend's sister slid in my DMs talking about how she always liked me. Mind you, she's about 4 years older than me and pregnant. This is a woman writing this in. And she told me in her messages that she wants me to strap up and fuck her. I told her that would be weird for my friend, but she still wants me to fuck her. Should I politely tell her no, or should I live life? Sincerely, my life is a mess. Facepalm.
I'm so confused. So this is a woman.
This is a woman.
Another pregnant woman wants her to strap on and fuck her pregnant self.
Wait. So it's two women.
One's pregnant.
One is pregnant. The other woman. The pregnant woman slid in the DMs of the non-pregnant woman and asked the non-pregnant woman to strap up and fuck her.
I'm not gonna lie, I would do it, and I think you should do it, and please tell us how it goes.
I think you should do it too, because you said, should I politely tell her no, or should I live life? You want to live life. Now, if you said you weren't really into that, like, why would I do that? Okay, I would tell you don't do it. Like, you don't have to do something just because somebody else is into it, but you want to try that shit.
And listen, whenever anybody uses that face palm little thing, you kind of want to do it, like, you, because you're already like, you're like, I'm ashamed because I do want to do it. You want to do it. Do it, girl. Pregnant women are so beautiful too. Like, have you ever seen a baddie pregnant? Let me stop. I sound real crazy right now. Yeah. Please do this. Strap up and fuck the pregnant lady. Please. I
just
need to know
gentle.
How this goes.
I wonder how pregnant she is.
She's probably real pregnant. She
That's
wouldn't
gonna
ask
help her out
see.
Though. That might. But like, is she like 5 months pregnant with a bump? Or is she like, I'm about to pop in 2 weeks and I really just need to get fucked because my baby daddy left me and they said it'll help me get to labor. Okay. Do you have another one up?
No.
Let me delete these. Okay, well, in that case, it is time to move on to the cocktails. If you have a cocktail that you'd like to send us, remember to send it to cocktails.atl@gmail.com. I forgot to tell y'all, too, the email address for the advice is askcocktails@gmail.com. Okay, so Medina, you want to go first?
This one says,
wait. This one says, why the fuck are you reading an email when we established at the beginning of the show that you had a cocktail? This one says,
I thought everyone forgot. I was about to read the one that says, splash, Trey Song's voice. I was
just
ready.
Save it, put a star by it. Let's hear a real cocktail. Because I was like, oh, it's good. We both have real cocktails this week.
Dang.
I don't know that mine is necessarily that great, but I don't know. I had a good time.
So, okay, so was with Bae a couple weeks ago, and oh Jesus, we had a night where it was just like a really great night. We had some, like, we were in Dallas, and some of my friends who just got married came over, and we were all hanging out. We went to brunch, and then they came back to his place, and we were smoking, hanging out a little bit, you know, just, like, cutting. We were on the rooftop just, like, talking, catching up, having a really good time, asking them about marriage, new marriage. And so, like, in the middle of them talk, like, we had been hanging out all day. He is like, Bae is like, okay, well, oh, this just makes my pussy wet. Basically dismisses everybody in a very respectful way. He's like, hey, I can't remember verbatim what he said, but he was like, it's time for everybody to go ahead and go home because I have to go and like give some real like attention to my lady.
Mm-hmm.
Me being, I'm the lady. I'm the lady. And so I was like, he did not just like dismiss everybody so we could go fuck. That's basically what he did without saying those words.
Yeah.
And so they were like, oh, my friend Johnson was like, oh, okay, we gotta go. So we go back down to his place and they get their stuff. They leave. And Kiki, have you ever had the type of sex with someone that like you literally feel like your body's connect on like a totally different level? Like we had already, I think I already said that like we fucked, we did the champagne pussy thing again, and that's probably what gave me a UTI, but like I was laying in a puddle of champagne. I had champagne in my hair. My mother was like, what happened to your hair the next day? Because I just got my hair done and it was just like all curly. So anyways, after we did that, we kind of weren't done fucking. So like he was sitting on one of his rolly chairs, that like a little rolly chair like this, and I sat in another one. And I started like doing this little dance on like the rolly chair and like rolling up to him and like, you know, mouthing the words of the song that was on. It was really sexy. I climb on top of him. That's another good way to ride, like on a rolly chair, because you really don't got to.
Because you can relax your knees. They can hang.
They could just hang, and you just using your big toe to roll around. So I got on that nigga.
Big toe.
I got on that nigga with my big toes rolling us around. Like I was really riding, like I was a stripper, like he was paying me to do this. I was like, I have never felt like this before. His dick went so deep inside of me, y'all. It was like he was touching he was touching my soul. He was touching a part of me that like a human man is not supposed to be able to touch. God only touched that. Only God touched my soul like that. He went inside and actually probably like touched my heart and unlocked something that is not supposed to be unlocked, because now I feel crazy. I have never connected. It was like a real connection. I know I sound crazy. Fucking crazy. But
it sounds like you had a great sex. But
it was the most amazing sex I think I've ever had in my whole entire life. And I literally didn't want to share the story because I know that I sound and look crazy. But he literally went. If you've ever had soul touching sex, then you know what the fuck I'm talking about. I've never had someone that deep inside of my body. And that's my cocktail. That is my cocktail. My soul was touched and only God is supposed to touch it. A human did.
Okay. Okay, so my cocktail. So after I left the thing on Friday, on to 255. Me, Raven, and Mina came. So Mina left us eventually, and then the guy I've been seeing, he came up there and met us there because he was in the area. So I'm like, okay, so by this time I'm a little drunk. Because this is like hours and hours later. I done had several Hennessy margaritas, like I was telling you earlier. I was smoking hookah. I didn't even order food. That's how you know I was drunk. Because y'all know I'm not missing meals. And so
we had a bunch of that watermelon and peaches.
Yeah, but that was like at 8 o'clock. This is like 12:30. Like I was there a long fucking time. So anyway, he gets there. I don't know what I said to this nigga, but I said a lot. And apparently I must have said, I'm about to come to his house and fuck him. Because I went to the bathroom and then I came back. He had already taken care of everything. Raven was like, I'm about to drop your car off at his house. I was like, well, how are you going to get your car? She's like, bitch, let me just drop your car off. You don't worry about what I'm doing. I think she had her own plans that night. And so we dispersed. I get to the house. And I get to the house and then I don't know what came over me. I just decided that I was a stripper for like 5 minutes, but I was in the bedroom by myself. He was like in the bathroom or something. I don't know. I don't know what was going on in my head that day. I was just having a really good day. Yeah. Like as I was taking, because I was just like, well, if he walks in the room, there was music playing. If he walks in the room, this might look cute. It's probably going to look crazy, but whatever. We still fucking. I don't care. So I strip down, I get in the bed, we're having sex, and it's just really good. But then I started getting sleepy because, like I said, I had been drinking for hours and hours, right? So we're in the middle of sex, and he was, like, trying to make me come. And he was like, well, you still haven't came yet. And I was like, it's really okay. Like, usually I do, but I'm really tired. Like, you should just come and it'll be okay. But he was, like, not taking that for an answer. So I don't know what the fuck happened because it got a little fuzzy. But he pulled out some kind of trick on me that I don't know how I feel about it because I feel like he was trying to snatch my soul. And I'm glad that he did not, because once my soul gets snatched, my ass be really acting crazy. And it's not, like, the cutesy crazy like that. It's going to be like, you did not call me today. What the fuck is going on? Are you dead? Like, do I need to, like issue an APB, like what's going on? I need to know where you are. What's going on? Are you okay? Are you breathing? Are you alive? But anyway, so we're having sex. I did something horrible. So, you know, I've been trying to make wiser, smarter decisions. And I just have not been doing a good job of that. I mean, I haven't been acting crazy or anything, but I let him come inside of me.
And you're pregnant.
Oh, no, ma'am. I don't even know why. Girl, don't wish that on my soul. No, I'm not pregnant. But I shouldn't have let him come inside of me. That is not my man. So anyway, I let him come inside of me. And we just laid there for a while, but it just felt so good.
Oh,
and we just so cuddled good. Till I fell asleep. And it was great. And I mean, that wasn't the first time I let him do that, but that was the first time that I remembered it in the moment. And I was like, oh, no, it's fine. Please do it. Why would I say that?
Because... Because it's something about when a nigga comes inside of you. That shit just feels
and the
good.
Sex was really good. And it's just, it's like every time I fuck him now, it just gets better and better. And I'm just really glad that I told him that he needed to be nastier. I think he was just trying to be real, like, oh, she's a lady. Like, nigga, when I met you, I was talking about sex. So let's just keep it at that. You know that I want it to be a little spicy. I don't want regular sex. I only want to be ladylike outside. But not inside of the room. So anyway, that's my cocktail. I had great sex. No, I'm not pregnant.
Dang, so we're both having great sex and not pregnant. That's good.
Yeah, I gotta keep taking my pills. I don't know what you're doing. But,
Oh, like birth control pills?
Yeah. That's the only reason I let him do it, because I was on birth control. If I was not on birth control, I would not have let him do that. Because he don't have no vasectomy, and he's got kids. And I feel like he probably has super sperm. I just feel like strong men and good-looking men, their sperm are super strong.
Yeah.
And that's why they be having so many damn kids. Mm. But anyway, that's it. Send in your cocktails if you have one. I'm going to try and make some more for y'all this week. Maybe this weekend. I don't know. We'll see. And I'm going to try not to read them, but I just don't know. I'm going to try some stuff out. I'm going to a sex club.
This weekend?
No. I mean, I would. I mean, if y'all know a sex club that, you know, might be good with lots of black people in Houston, let me know.
Racist.
I'm not, but I don't want to fuck a white man. I don't. And so I would like some black men to be there. So if y'all know of one, let me know. Maybe I'll slide through. Maybe I probably won't. But no, I'm going for one of my friend's birthdays in a week or two weeks is her birthday. So we're going to go and we'll see how that goes. I don't know if I'm going to bring a guy with me or not. Don't I was trying it. To decide.
I think you should go alone.
Why? Because I'm okay with having a threesome with a guy I'm fucking and another girl. I think I would be more inclined to have sex with somebody if somebody I was already fucking was there than to walk into like one or two complete strangers. But I don't know. I might just go and watch. We'll see what happens. Yeah. I have no idea. Or maybe I could invite that couple. I don't know if I should do that.
I just am always like, when you're going to a sex club, whether you've gone before or not, if it's your first time going to that one, you don't know how you're going to be. So like,
that's why I want to have sex, though, in a sex club. That's like on my bucket list.
You can I've still never have done, sex.
Yeah, but if I bring somebody who I know I want to have sex with, that's easier than go. Like when you said that you went to Trapeze in Fort Lauderdale and you saw the people, you're like, I'm not having sex with anybody in here. I don't want to have that experience. That's why I'm saying like maybe I should bring someone I know, at least one person. This is my friend that I'm going with. We're not fucking.
Is she bringing somebody?
I don't know. She was talking about it, so I don't know. And then another friend of ours, a guy friend, he goes to a lot of like swingers parties and stuff. If he didn't have such a thick accent, I would tell him to come on the show. But like, there's no way to do audio subtitles. Yeah. Y'all not going to know what the fuck he says because I barely know what he says. And I'd be trying to read his lips and stuff. Nice guy, but
Well, y'all, that's going to be a hell of a cocktail. Kiki takes on a sex club.
It's probably going to be me in the back just looking at shit. I do like to watch other people, so I don't know. I don't know. But if I promise if I go, whatever happens, I'm going to tell you guys the whole truth. I tell all the details because that should be an interesting story no matter what. If you have a cocktail, though, send it to cocktails.atl@gmail.com. Sending your advice to askcocktails@gmail.com.
And y'all, don't forget, we have these live shows coming up. Houston is first, September 14th. Get your tickets on Eventbrite. And then we got September 21st in Dallas. What's up?
Yeah, the tickets are on Eventbrite. And if you're interested in sponsoring, email us, cocktails.atl@gmail.com. We can send you over our sponsorship deck, give you our stats and all of that good stuff. We have money sponsorships. And then also we need products for gift bags. So if you're interested in sponsoring some products to give to our VIP guest, we get your product in the hands of a lot of people. So hit us up. And anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay, well, see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Population. Goodbye. Bye. Bye.